Thank you for calling Allied OFS. If you know the extension of the person you are trying to reach, you may dial it now. For accounts receivable, dial 112. For accounts payable, 110. For finance, 115. For HR, 103. Sales.
Clyde, this is Beverly. May I help you?
Hey, Beverly. I was looking to speak to Vic. Is he available?
Vic. You stumped me on that one.
Sorry.
What department is he in? What's his title?
So he's supposed to be your CEO, Vic Joyce.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's changed.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So let me get a message. I mean, I can have our CEO call you if you'll give me your name and what you're calling in reference to.
Sure. No worries. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
My name is Sam. As in
Sam? Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. That's CARDIFF. As in Frank.
Okay.
I'm looking to follow up here. It looks like we mailed him a couple offers or to the business in general, and it looks like someone may have tried to reach out here. I assume it was Vic, because he's our contact person over here, but is there anybody else in finance, CFO, something like that, that helps him out with that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So let me, who am I speaking with right now?
You're speaking to Sam.
It's Sam, but your contact number and...
Sure, that's 858.
858.
252.
252.
1495.
And your title?
A commercial finance associate.
Oh, my pen just went out. Hang on just a second.
All right.
That always happens at the worst moment, doesn't it?
Of course. I've never even heard of a pen running out of ink. You always get lost before you do.
There we go.
Take your time.
Commercial.
Finance.
Anything else? Commercial finance what?
Commercial finance, yeah, associate. Trying to make it sound fancy here.
Okay. So, how long ago was your correspondence?
So
just out of curiosity.
Sure. So it looks like it was on July 30th is where we last mailed out one of our little pre-approved finance offers. It looks like you guys are coming up on a list here. It's a Dun & Bradstreet credit profile. So just recently, somebody may have tried to reach out. So I assume you guys are taking on like either equipment or need quick funding, things like that. It's kind of where we specialize in. So if it's not Vic, I guess it would be like a financial person, controller?
Yeah, or CFO, probably. That's what I was going to send this to. So,
Okay
well, Sam, I'll get this information over to our CFO, and he should give you a call back. He just got back in town today, so I'm not sure if he'd be able to call you back today, because I'm sure he's going to be swamped, you know, catching up. But because he was out for a couple of weeks on vacation. So, but I'll tell him what you're calling in reference to and give him your callback information, okay?
Okay, no problem. Would you mind if I leave him a quick voicemail just so they can kind of say I reached out here, or is the note?
Well, it's probably going to be better, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to email him. And like I said, he's been out for 2 weeks, so I didn't want you to get lost in the muddle.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sure he's catching up on all kinds of stuff, too. Okay.
Right.
And just to kind of help me out a little, what was his name, the CFO?
I don't want to hand that out right now, because I'm not sure, you know, if this is legit or anything like that. So I'm going to just let him call you back, okay?
That's fine. Okay. So when he does call me back...
I mean, we get a lot of strange calls, as you know, trying to get information. So
I just am
very careful and leery of it.
No, I understand. Okay. So yeah, if you can show him that text, he could reach me at any time, like 5 days a week. He'll be here in the office until about 4 p.m., 5 p.m. your time. So, yeah, looks good.
All right, Sam. Thank you.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.